Bear Podcast, the podcast for Bears and Cubs, episode 164. Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Denard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. Okay, so if this is the first time you guys are checking out the show, welcome. And here we talk about bear stuff, gay stuff, non-gay stuff, you know, some TV shows, different kinds of events, usually bear events, and sometimes just what's going on with our lives. Here in this episode, you'll be hearing my co-host Ray. We were at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Of course, we were getting lots of eye candy there. Yeah, there's a lot. That's why we go to the RenFest. Okay, so we got to meet a few bears there. So shout out to Ben and John from Galveston. Of course, shout out to our friends from Houston Area Bears, Robert and Lloyd. After that, I got to talk to Jerry and Joe. They're my friends from San Antonio, and they just came back from Chumley's Cruise. A few weeks ago, yeah, they had fun there, and they talked about how good the cruise was. And they had the boxer underwear parties that they had there, and the visit to the Paradise Beach. I saw some pictures, and they're awesome. And I want to go next year. Okay, so after that, we also have another guest, my friend Brad from Chicago. He has his own podcast called 773 Podcast. And you can check out his show at 773podcast.com. We were driving in the car on our way to a birthday party for my friend John. So, hey John. We call him Little John. Little John, happy birthday. Okay, so just a reminder, if you guys have comments, send your emails at bearpodcast@gmail.com or call in the voicemail line 206-222-BEAR. There's a lot of information also on the website at www.bearpodcast.com. Okay, so let's go on with the show. All right, everyone, we are here at the Renaissance Festival here in, where are we? Plantersville.
Outside Magnolia.
Outside Magnolia. I'm here with Jerry and Joe. Hi, Jerry.
Hey, Maynard.
Hello.
Yes. So, you guys, well, we're here. Oh. Okay. Yeah, we're in. We're in Renaissance, and we're at the jousting place. What is this? The we're gonna watch the Highland
Scottish
games.
Scottish dance.
It's not a Scottish dance. It's a Scottish games. They're gonna be tossing salad. No, they're not gonna toss.
I don't know about that.
No. They're gonna do one of those logs. They're going to throw that.
Yeah.
Okay, so guys, I'd like to know what happened. Give us some scoop on the cruise that you were in.
Oh, let me tell you, Maynard, we have already signed up for next year, and they haven't even announced where they're going. We was on the Chumley Bear Cruise out of Fort Lauderdale, and let me tell you, if you want to have fun and cruise on the open sea, and let me tell you, with 200 bears,
wow,
it was absolutely the best vacation I have ever had. Joe, what do you think?
What do you think, Joe?
A bunch of friendly guys, I mean. It was just a great time, you know. We'll definitely do it again.
Are there a lot of straight people there too?
Yeah. On the ship, yeah. There was 3,100 passengers total, 200 of us, and we took over the end of the ship or the aft pool of the ship.
Like we all like it.
you could say that. And. But by the time the cruise was over, we even had some of the straights wanting to party with us because we didn't go to bed early, and we stayed up and partied, and they wanted to come and party with us because they said we were having fun on the ship.
Yeah.
And we all wore name tags, and you could identify all the bears throughout the ship. So the other good thing was food.
Okay, tell us about the food.
Absolutely.
How was the food?
The food was awesome.
Okay.
It was anything that you really wanted to eat. And then they had some specialty restaurants on the ship as well that we went to have steak night, and Joe ordered a porterhouse that was absolutely, 22 ounces of meat?
Wow, that's
huge.
Big.
But all in all, Maynard, if you want to go, have fun. with 200 men from all over, because we had people there from Australia, from the Isle of Wight, from Scotland, and across the United States.
Yeah, made a lot of friends.
We made a lot of friends, lasting friends, throughout the United States, and we're still in touch today.
So. Awesome. I saw a picture somebody posted in my LiveJournal. His name is, he goes by Quality Kill in LiveJournal, and he posted some pictures when you guys were at the Paradise Lake beach. That was beautiful.
Oh, that beach was fabulous.
You guys went, right?
Okay. Yes. We did that, and also snorkeling. That was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joe had fun trying to get the mask on.
The
and then trying to get the flippers off.
Yeah.
And I was way out in the water, and my mask filled with water, so I had to come back in.
Was it because of the beard?
No, actually, my mask broke, and it just absolutely filled with water.
It had a crack up on top.
Yeah. But, yeah, we went snorkeling. We went to a nude beach where I got in trouble for taking photographs.
Oh, really? Okay. There you go. See?
Yeah, taking photographs. I wasn't supposed to photograph
supposed
on the
to be
nude beach.
If you're going to do it.
And,
so what did they say? They slapped your hand.
No, this woman came up and started screaming at me to the top of her voice that I could not take photographs there.
Oh,
but
okay.
I still did.
You still did? Maybe because you were taking pictures of her.
Yeah, I was taking it of a sand sculpture. I didn't even get any of the real meat.
Oh, okay.
But I can't emphasize enough, Maynard, how much fun that we absolutely had. I was reluctant, didn't really want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike and Jim out of Austin convinced us to go with them. And let me tell you, I'm hooked. I am a cruiser.
You're a cruiser.
I am a cruiser.
Are you guys going to go again?
We've already put our deposit down. We don't even know where it's going, but we're going.
How much does it cost? Let me ask.
It actually costs us about $1,000 each.
Oh, okay.
But for a week.
Hold on.
Fixing to start the game.
Yeah, they're fixing to start the game.
But anyhow, for anyone out there listening, you want to have a great vacation, do a Chumley Bear cruise next year. Join the rest of us on that ship and have fun for 7 wonderful days. Really sad the last night because we were all departing the next day.
Aww.
And we made so many new friends, we really didn't want to leave.
Did you guys cry?
There was a few tears that were shed, I have to admit, because we're losing some real good friends. Not losing them, but we won't see them until next year. So.
Okay.
Anyhow, Maynard, you should join us. Then you can record get a lot of podcasts. At sea.
I'll take lots of videos. Yeah. Is there any filming that was done? Like a porn maybe?
No, there was that was another bear cruise. That was not the Chumley Bear cruise. Now, I do have to say, there was a couple private boxer party.
Oh.
That was not part of the cruise.
But they just made it on.
It wasn't part of Chumley, but a couple of the other bears had a nice suite.
Yeah.
And they had two boxer parties, and we had to show up in boxers. Now, I don't know what happened. We left a little bit early, but we understand there could have been an unboxer party, but we didn't stay for that.
So did you guys wear boxers going
in? Yes.
Oh,
yes. Oh, yes.
We'll must to show be you. Nice. We got some pics we'll have to show you later.
Yeah.
Okay, probably when we get home.
But, no, there was no actual filming done on this cruise. It was simply a vacation. It was very relaxed, and we stayed at the end of the pool. I mean, into the ship.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, going out on the islands, because we went down to the Caribbean. And let me say one more time, for Chumley, you've got to be on that cruise next year for anybody. It's called Chumley Bear Cruise.
Awesome. Yeah, probably, I'll link to it or something.
Yeah.
All right, so, gosh, I haven't been to a cruise before. I want to go to a cruise.
Oh, it's fun. It was my first.
It was your first?
It will not be my last. Joe, what about you?
Well, you like the cruise, a lot.
Yes,
you're gonna go back.
Yes, definitely.
Of course, ship, Michael. Is,
and the ship was huge, absolutely huge. And I don't know if we even saw all of the ship.
Oh, did you do the Titanic thing? I'm the king of the world.
No, we didn't do
that. No.
And no, we didn't get sick.
Oh.
The ship did rock some, but we didn't get sick.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I heard about those horror stories. Remember that there was on a cruise ship, there's going to be contaminated food. But,
those
are old stories before, but this didn't happen here.
No.
Okay.
Now, we had an inside room, and next year we want a balcony. That's the only thing I want changed for next year.
Inside room? You don't have windows?
No windows.
Would be
but
claustrophobic?
We didn't spend that much time in that room.
I have to admit.
We mainly slept in there. The rest of the time was on the ship or on one of the islands.
Or one of the guys' rooms there.
We did tour some of the other rooms I have to admit on the ship.
Oh, okay.
We did. We needed to see what we wanted for next year, so we had to, you know, do a,
okay.
A walkthrough.
Oh, walkthrough.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll try it next year. We'll see.
Oh, but Maynard, you and Mike really need to consider going with us next year.
Okay. All right, next year. Around October, November.
October okay. time period is going to be out of Fort Lauderdale. Most likely it's going to be the same ship. And we should know within about the next 2 to 3 weeks all the details for the next cruise. And it'll be posted out on Bear 411.
Oh.
We had a little Bon Voyage party, too, before.
Oh. So you flew in Fort Lauderdale and then...
We stayed there one night.
Spent the night.
And had a party there.
And then this, and then left and then on the cruise and then came back to Fort Lauderdale. Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I was about to ask you guys because I have a brother-in-law who must be working there. And then I found out he's back in Manila. So.
Well, let me tell you, the number one nationality on that ship was Filipino.
There's a lot of Filipinos.
And so I asked what percentage. 60% of the people working on that ship was Filipino. I thought of you, Maynard.
Okay.
And we also had an individual on the cruise from the Philippines, and we competed on taking photographs.
Oh, okay. Okay, we'll try it next year. We'll see. I'll ask Mike. Okay, so when we're here, we are here at the Highland Games very, very soon. You guys have been hearing noise from background. There's actually the Scottish Highland
Games. They're pretty loud.
They're pretty loud,
here's
the Scottish.
Here's a bit about the show. Okay. Large men wearing kilts, tossing their wood for your viewing pleasure since 1997.
Awesome. Okay. We're going to see one of those. They're all wearing kilts and everything. Oh, look at that.
That's the Queen of Scotland.
The Queen of Scotland is here. Oh, okay.
Arise.
The Queen or the Queens? They're Queens.
There's a lot of Queens.
There's a lot of Queens here. All right, we'll catch you guys later, okay?
All right.
Ray just arrived here at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Hey, Ray.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Okay, so what happened to you?
It's called traffic.
Okay.
I came in through Conroe, and it was backed up. It took me 30 minutes to get from the house to Conroe, and then an hour and 15 minutes to get from Conroe here, which is like 26 miles.
Okay.
So it's pretty backed up. It's never been that backed up before. I don't know what was going on.
And you drove alone today?
I drove alone.
Okay.
No chasing a ride with me.
Oh. Should have called me. Well, we did leave early, around 7 o'clock. Met up with the John Palima around 7 o'clock. And then around 9, we arrive here, about 9:30, something like that. Because we want to be early because we have another party to take care of tonight. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you've been, we've just watched the Dead Bob show. You always watch the Dead Bob show?
Yes, usually. That's one of the few shows I see.
It's that, what do you call this? It's a puppet. It's a skeleton puppet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dead Bob and Sound and Fury, they're usually the two ones I try to catch.
Yeah. That's what I watch all the time whenever, although it's the same script. Every day, it's just like a musical, the same kind of music or same kind of song, same kind of act, but it's always fun. It's always fun. I love it. So, you haven't eaten anything here yet?
No. We need to go get sausage on a stick.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I already had a steak and a stick earlier. So.
Okay.
Okay. So, actually, today, we also saw the Highland Games. Highland Games. Scottish Highland Games, where they had those... With big wood things, they toss over. They did that.
Logs.
Yeah, they
log
they,
tossing. Is that
log toss. Yeah, whatever. Log tossing. What happened was,
I wouldn't go quite that
big. They were practicing yesterday, and they broke the original log that they were using. It broke in half.
Wow.
The one that they've been using for years. So now they have a new log, which actually is 30 pounds heavier than before. So it's always new for them, new for the guys who are into that, and pretty hot. And okay, they cheat. They don't wear their kilts.
Well, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
Of course, I didn't wear mine today either. So.
Yeah. I don't want to wear. So what are you guys gonna do now?
I don't know. Go get something to eat. I need food.
Okay, what do you want to eat?
I don't know.
Okay, meat and a stick.
Sausage and a stick. Right there behind us. Let's go hit.
Okay.
Go
gonna hit it.
Stick.
All right.
Okay, Maynard, we're over here by Drenchewinch now. And she is humiliating all the guys, trying to get them to get her wet. You know, it's really hard to get a woman wet sometimes, you know?
Oh, God.
I know you don't know anything about that.
I don't know anything about that. Okay, we're here. What do you about this? Oh, there you go.
Oh, they got her, finally.
Wrench a winch.
It's a cute guy with the baseball cap that did it.
So, everybody gets a three tries to throw a ball or a sack. A ball sack?
Ball sack. Three ball sacks. Yeah, they get three sacks to throw for a dollar, so $2 like that.
Two pounds. Oh, $2. Yeah.
Well, it's $2 here. If it was 2 pounds, it'd be like $4 or $5 here.
Yeah. So, are you gonna try some? Are you gonna drench the bitch?
Oh no. No. I throw like a girl, so no.
I didn't say that.
I don't know if you guys can hear it in the background, but the bagpipes and the performers are performing in the back, and that's usually a bunch of hot bearish guys in kilts that are doing that. That are blowing the bagpipes, playing the drums, dancing.
Yeah. So it's not a throwing here. I remember before when they were playing there, they would play some modern music in bagpipe, like some heavy metal songs like Enter Sandman.
Yeah.
They would do Metallica songs, but it's in bagpipe. It's pretty weird. But it's always fun. It's always fun watching them. There's a big group there right now.
Yeah. At least it's a nice day here. We've had a couple raindrops, but...
It stopped now,
so, but it's been pretty nice.
Yeah. What did you eat today?
I had sausage on a stick. That's it so far.
Sausage on a stick or just sausage? Mmm.
I just sausage on a stick. I ain't had any sausage today.
Maybe we get
also a couple I'd like to get a hold to.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure the mamas wouldn't approve though. So.
Well, I had, what did I eat today? I had a steak on a stick. Steak on a stick and what is it?
Turkey.
Turkey on a stick. What is that? It's turkey tenders.
Turkey tenders, yeah.
Turkey tenders. They're pretty... Very, very.
Which is a lot easier to eat than that big old nasty turkey leg that they hand you.
Is that healthy?
Turkey's very healthy, man.
But it's deep fried, so it just defeats the purpose.
Well, you know, but everything tastes better when it's fried anyhow, so.
Yeah. But I got to try that. Anyway, I tried getting a picture with the executioner, but it didn't turn out well because it was on video.
Oops.
It was on video. I wanted a picture, but probably I just grabbed the picture from the video, something like that, but... But it's a daddy bear who was doing the execution, so.
And he was under, and Maynard was under his axe, and he loved it.
Oh, yeah.
His big axe.
Mm-hmm.
His real big, huge axe. It was splicing him open, splitting him open.
So if you guys have any Renaissance stories, yeah, you can email us. Tell us about it. Anything funny. Anyway, so today, actually, very soon I'll be leaving. Going back because I'm going to have a party to go to again today. It's going to be a big weekend, big week for me, because today we're at here at Renaissance. Tonight I have to go to Asian Friends party. Damn, it's been so noisy. Okay, and then tomorrow I drive to Austin because I'll be there for a seminar for I think it's BS Live.
Austin Bears, Maynard's on the loose. Watch it.
Oh God, beware, Austin Bears.
Keep your Bears locked up.
Yeah, we're looking forward. I've never been to Austin. What a good place to go there, anyway.
I don't know. I've only been once.
You've only been...
We walked down, I think it was 6th Street, where all the college bars are.
Okay.
And it was cold, and it was during the holidays, and nobody was there, so...
You went there on the holidays, and nobody was there?
Nobody was there. It's kind of dead, because the school's out.
What did they say about it? Keep Austin weird. Why is Austin weird?
Well, they have a lot of music, and folk festivals, and art. It's kind of artsy-fartsy town. And, they have people like... Matthew McConaughey, he would sit around naked and plays his bongos while he smokes pot and all that.
Not necessarily gay, but really
just weird.
Just weird.
Just, like, it's an odd place, you know. Like, they got Hippie Hollow where it's clothing optional and stuff like that, and they want to keep it that way.
Okay.
So.
I like to do that.
Hey, what's up?
Hello.
Hey, guys.
How are you guys? How are you?
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good to see you.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Hey. Mater. No, it's good to see you.
I'm getting a massage. I'm really relaxed now.
We're recording right now. Yeah, you can stand there. It's okay. And we have Chad here and hey, Wayne.
Oh, are you podcasting?
Yes, we are. We are.
We podcast everywhere.
We podcast anywhere, everywhere, and everywhere. I like your horns. You're horny today.
Yes.
Yeah.
And twisted.
And twisted horns. Okay.
His has got a curve to it.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just got a quartz creek too.
No, I'm not.
I was fixing. Oh, I know that. I've been to pool parties with you. I know that.
Oh, okay. Do tell.
See,
you've surely been there.
Oh,
I mean, no, you always out of town when we had the bear pool parties.
I'm always out of town. Either I'm always in New Orleans or somewhere else with Mike.
How many
came to the game? Like four. that was about it. So.
We didn't want to wait till 11. We went out to the gate at 11 to see if anybody
was
there.
Well, see, I was late. See, we got traffic was so bad getting here. I was stuck in traffic for an hour and 15 minutes to get here.
Like those. I mean, besides the fact they make his ass look really good, they're really cool.
Hi, yeah.
Robert. Those make your ass look really good, by the way. We just want to let
you know.
Thank
you.
So.
That was cool as hell.
And is this a sports kilt?
This is mine's
utility kilt.
That's
mine's
utility kilt.
This is a real one, right?
Mine's sports kilt.
And
okay.
Here's a sports
kilt.
Okay.
Yeah, that's mine.
Oh, everybody's... Are you all natural there underneath? Or you're wearing underwear? Oh, ooh, okay, ooh. Okay.
No, he's wearing underwear.
He's wearing underwear. Okay. Yeah, they were under.
I wasn't, but I was chafing. I'm like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the whole thing. It's like, everybody's like, it's like, I don't wear underwear. I'm like, yeah, let your balls rub together all day long.
I put my kilts on over, like, I had shorts on. I took my shorts off and put the kilt on over my underwear one time because I was somewhere public. Yeah. And I couldn't stand the way it felt. Underwear underneath, it doesn't even feel right. It's so cool. Like, if I get hot, I can just kind of go like this, and it, like, waves.
Oh.
It kind of cools me off.
So it's like that right now, right?
Oh, yeah, like, nice. I'm like pulling myself.
Just don't spin
too
much.
If I did that, it'd be like down here, and it'd be like a big church bell.
Well, you have low hangers. Oh, you do have low. Oh, yeah.
I have to wear a nut bra.
Oh, okay. TMI, right? TMI. You got low hangers up to the knees.
Oh, his wings.
Oh, look at that. Lloyd. Oh. Okay, we got distracted. Lloyd just took off his shirt.
Sure. So, he's showing his wings.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, any updates in the house?
We closed yesterday. I'm de-stressing today. I'm starting painting tonight when I get back. In fact, I'm getting ready to leave here in just a little bit, too. So.
Oh, you are? Okay. Yeah. Probably going to walk out together. So I'm going to get a drink, though. So. Anyway, okay, so... we're gonna head on out. We've been through a lot here. We did a lot. I've been here since 9:30, and I'm just gonna wind down now. We're gonna go to the party, to an Asian Friends party, and we ate a lot, lots of meat on the stick. So
yeah,
I need a drink though on the way out. Probably I'll get something on the way out. And what are you gonna do tonight?
Paint.
Okay. Gonna do some more painting.
Yeah, okay. They drenched the wench again.
Yeah, they drenched the wench again. Yoo-hoo.
And her black thong.
Okay. All right, so we gotta go. And thank you guys for listening. And contact info, email.
Ray@bearpodcast.com.
And nard@bearpodcast.com. You guys can just email us. Or you can call the voicemail line, 206-222-BEAR. Yeah, you should remember that. 206-222.
I can't remember our own phone number, much less
okay.
that.
All right, so if you have any comments, just send us emails. And if you have any funny videos or funny audio you want to send, just send it in.
Or any chaser or naked pictures, you can send to me.
Or any naked bears. You just want
to
forward.
Send, yeah. Maynard, yeah.
Send it to me. All right. Thank you, guys. Bye.
See you later, guys.
All right.
Now, you heard Brent talking about his kilt experience. Pretty funny. Okay, so guys, we have now some events here. Okay, here's something interesting. Band of Bears in England. So let me read the... I read this last week, okay, I think. So see the Band of Bears at our first performance in London at the Brompton's Club in Earl's Court on December 2nd. Join us with the men of Bear Hug at their Christmas party. Bear food is provided. £3 admission for non-members and £2 for members. Okay, I think they were inspired. This is what I think, okay? I think they were inspired by the Bears on the Run. And I guess they're trying to do something similar there in England. And if any of you guys have pics or videos or audio from that event, just please... No, send it my way. The website is pretty long. It's web.mac.com/workshopbear. Yeah, I'll put the link on the website. Okay, next event. Something good and bad, I guess. Okay, this is the good part. Smoky Mountain Winter Bear Fest by the East Tennessee Bears. They're proud to present our upcoming Smoky Mountain Winter Bear Fest 2007, December 6-9 in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We hope everyone will come and have a weekend full of food, fur, and fun. Okay, so they're saying that the Smoky Mountain Winter Bear Fest, their event there, is sold out for this year. So for more info, go to east10bears.com. 10, T-E-N-N, okay? Okay, I went to the website, and here's a message from the East Tennessee Bears. Greetings, fellow Bears and admirers. The East Tennessee Bears sadly announce that we will cease to operate as a social organization as of December 15, 2007. The decision to close was due to the relocation out of the East Tennessee area. Really? We have a great 10-year record. Wow, 10 years. And held many bear-related events. And we appreciate and want to thank everyone who have supported us and attended any and all of our events. Thanks to everyone who has made our events such a success. Well, that's pretty sad that a club has to close. Yeah, I guess they just wanted their run to finish before they really officially close the club. So for more info, you can contact them through their website at east10bears.com, or you can email them at east10bears@aol.com. All right, let's go back to the show. Well, I hope you guys like that recording at the Renaissance Festival in Plantersville. That was fun. And I also got to see my friends James, Daniel, Alex, Kellyanne, and Clayton. They were wearing Renaissance outfits there. And I also got to see Wayne and Kent. And Kent was actually out today. So shout out, guys. And it's good to see you guys there at the Renaissance. Unfortunately, I didn't get to stay long because I had another party to go to. I had to go to the Asians and Friends 15th anniversary party. Yeah, we've been going on for 15 years. Awesome. Okay, so now, coming up, it's a Brad from 773 Podcast. He's sort of a cubbish guy. Yeah, I kind of consider him as a cubbish guy. So, very nice guy. I met him 6 years ago at a convention here in Houston. And I hope you guys like the audio.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
Nice butt.
Yeah, sure.
So what's your number?
Can I buy you a beer?
Do you work out a lot?
Do you come here often?
Woof, what a bear.
Hello, I have a guest here. His name is Brad from Chicago. Hello. This is so weird. Hi, Brad.
Hi, Menard. How are you?
Good, great. And you just came from Chicago. Okay, right now we're in we're in the Galleria area, and I just picked up Brad, and we're gonna go for a birthday dinner.
Not my birthday.
Not your birthday.
Yeah, that's like right. Me factor. Mine's a January. Hint.
Mine's a January too. Okay, so how do we get there? I think I'm lost. I need to go turn right here and then make a U-turn and go back.
That's probably it. Yeah.
All right.
I don't have my GPS with me. Sorry.
Oh, I should have brought your GPS.
I should have brought it. Oh well.
Heard you're trying to name your GPS.
Name my GPS.
You haven't named it yet?
I haven't named it. I just bought it 2 or 3 days ago. Go to my website, 773podcast.com/name my GPS.
Okay, name your GPS.
And I need suggestions.
Okay.
Or I'll take sponsorship fees. I'll...
Wow. Let me see. So today, why are you in Houston?
I am in Houston for a tennis tournament.
Okay.
It's the Houston Hutex 27th. It's the 27th annual tournament they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in town last night at 8 o'clock, 8:30-ish. Rented a car, had my unnamed GPS with me, and got to the hotel.
GPS.
Generic GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Using a woman's voice on it right now. So
So it has to be a girl.
There was a guy. I found his voice very jarring. Oh, and actually, it's a TomTom. You can actually go to, and you can buy additional voices. You can get John Cleese or Mr. T.
Oh, John Cleese, that would be nice. Very Monty Python-like.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so, everyone out there, I met Brad at International Friendship Weekend here in Houston when it was held here in Houston, yeah. And that was 2001. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. I haven't seen you since. Well, no, I've seen you a couple of times when you came to Houston. Was that for tournaments?
No. This is the first time I've actually come for the tennis tournament.
I see.
The other time was for...
You don't seem to change. You look the same as before.
I age very gracefully.
Oh, okay. So, what's your secret? Tennis?
A lot of tennis and exercise and I've got good genes too, which helps.
Okay. Good for you. I haven't played tennis for a long time. I used to play before, last year, I think, with a couple of friends. I don't do that anymore. I do play softball. Yeah, you play softball.
I play a
lot of softball. Whenever I listen to your podcast, we always talk about your softball, softball games there, and it's just awesome.
Yeah, I'm going down to Orlando over Martin Luther King weekend. They're having a tournament down there. Mm-hmm. So our team's going down. It'll be like 15 of us, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. So there's a lot, 15 of you going from Chicago?
From Chicago, from our team. There's probably going to be like 4 or 5 Chicago teams going. It's one of the bigger tournaments. I think they have something like 40, 45 teams.
Okay.
In different divisions, so.
So tell me, how did you get starting podcasting? I kind of expected that someone from Chicago that I know would be doing this, and who else would be you? the only one I could think who would do it. So how did you get started?
I've been kind of tossing the idea around for, about a year. I listened to some podcasts, listened to online and Oh My Pod and Archer Radio. There's a lot of gay podcasts out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got inspired to finally do it. Not quite as themed as yours is. Mine's just me talking about myself, and I do quizzes, but it's fun, and I've made some new friends. And
oh yeah, that's what's good about podcasting. You meet a lot of people, and meet a lot of friends.
Yes.
Before I left, when I was on the phone with you today, I was supposed to go online and get some mental floss so we could do some quizzes here.
Do a quiz in the car.
Yeah,
a
quiz in the car. Yeah, right now we're still in Galleria area. We're on our way to Hollywood Vietnamese restaurant. You may have been to
I've been there.
But it got relocated. It's in a different place right now.
Okay.
We always go there, and it's open until late, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. That's where people, after going to the bars, after dancing at South Beach and drinking at mining company or JR's, they would go there for soup.
Late night munchies, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so tell me about tennis this weekend. This week, yeah, you arrived yesterday.
Yesterday, last night. Got back to the hotel. I didn't make it to the draw party in time. So went back to the hotel, got a decent night's sleep. Weston's a nice hotel. And I had a match this morning at 9:30. It was nice because the division I'm in has got a kind of a small draw, so we didn't have to. A lot of the other divisions had like 8 o'clock matches. So
did you kick ass?
I got my ass kicked.
Okay. You kissed ass.
Yeah.
You kissed ass.
It was ass. I lost 6-2, 6-2.
Oh wow,
that sucked. So then I'm going to be in consolation tomorrow on Saturday for singles, and then I had a doubles match this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and I won that.
Mm-hmm.
6-7, lost 6-7 first set, and then I won the last two 6-0, 6-0, 6-4. So
tomorrow, and you have an 8 o'clock game tomorrow.
I have an 8 o'clock consolation match tomorrow, and then I got two doubles matches tomorrow. We're playing round robin for doubles, which is nice because I like playing doubles anyway, so I can play guaranteed four matches. So,
oh, you're guaranteed four matches.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just winging this. I'm not too familiar with the gallery area. My friends always give me a hard time about direction. So right now I just need to go east. Go that way. Yeah. Okay.
I would think a gay guy in Houston would be intimately familiar with the shopping experience of the Galleria.
No, not at the Galleria. Because I live farther north, so I rarely go to the Galleria. So it's awesome. How many are in the tournament right now here in
tournament? There's probably a couple hundred.
Wow, that's a lot. Okay. Where are you guys doing it?
Where's the court? There's two courts. I'm not sure where the other one is. The one is Lila Claire Tennis Facility. I think that's the name of it. Mm-hmm. It's kind of north of here.
Oh, okay.
Don't know exactly where it is because my GPS kind of just led me to it. So.
Yes. You're now. What is it with GPS? A GPS for me is a piece of paper printed out from a Yahoo Maps. That's fine with me. For you, you really like the GPS. What attracts you to use it?
Well, I've been going to like a lot of like parties and socials at like people's houses in Chicago, like out in the suburbs, like way out there. And, you know, I can print the stuff out at home, but it's just nice having something I can just put the address in and it'll take me to it. It'll figure out the fastest route and it'll just take me and give me step-by-step directions. I don't have to turn the light on in the car and read a piece of paper.
Have you tried tricking it, like, you know, you're GPSing it and then you deliberately lose track, deliberately go another way?
Yeah, it refigures the route.
Oh, okay.
That's actually
hey,
really
you
nice.
Fucked up!
That's what John Cleese would say.
John Cleese, yeah. Wow, so GPS.
And it was nice today, especially nice if you're out of town, because you really don't know your way around. Yeah. Today, in between matches, I had to go back to the hotel, and I needed to stop at my bank, at Citibank. And so I put the destination back into, you know, to get back to the hotel, and then I said, find me a Citibank near where I'm going to.
Okay.
And it looked up, it found the Citibank.
Wow.
And so I went to the Citibank, and then I got direction from Citibank to the hotel.
What kind is it? It's a Garmin?
It's a TomTom.
TomTom, okay, that's right. Yeah, you mentioned it. Wow. You have to pay service for that?
Nope.
Nope, not anymore. Okay.
And you get free updates to your maps for 30 days, and then they have something called MapShare, which if you find, well, as users find problems with it, they can make the changes in the GPS and they can upload it, and then all the other users get the changes, which is actually kind of nice. One of the addresses near my house had totally the wrong name for the exit. I drove by it and it's like, get off here. And I looked at, I'm like, what the hell is this? So I corrected the name on it and I sent it to him. So, and now my GPS is updated with the, with the correct exit name.
Oh, we're geeking out in GPSs. We're like Gomos now. You know what? I've been listening to a lot of on my pod lately. Yeah, so Pinoy Boy and Peter might be listening to this. I really like it, you know, talking about Mac and stuff. It's so geeky. You got a Mac yourself, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay. How do you like it so far?
So far, I like it fine. One thing is I haven't started podcasting. I'm still podcasting on my own machine.
Okay. You haven't used the GarageBand yet?
I'm not used GarageBand.
Okay. I have a problem with GarageBand. It cannot go over an hour. Or maybe there's something that I did wrong.
Or maybe you talk too much.
No. Because, sometimes I record with Ray or with the co-host. So and sometimes it really goes longer. Yeah, I don't know why. Am I doing this right? We are doing this right? I think so.
I don't know.
We get lost. Oh, no. Okay. Anyway, your iMac, is it on Leopard now?
No, it is still on the old one. And I bought it just before, like, the 30-day cutoff, because they were offering, like, a $10 upgrade if you bought it within 30 days of the release of the new operating system. And I had bought it, like, 45 days before.
Oh, okay. All right, last night, I was just at the Apple Store, and I was holding in my hands a box of the Leopard, of OS X Leopard. So... But then I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it because... Okay, what am I... Okay, Peter and Peter would be angry with me. Okay, what is it with Leopard that it would really attract me? I am not too impressed with Time Machine. It's cool, but I don't really need it. Stacks, I don't really need it. I don't think so. And the iLife... It goes with iLife, right?
I think iLife's... Yeah, I think so.
I don't know because I use iMovie and the new iMovie doesn't it's not good. I don't like it at all. So yeah, I'm I don't know. I'll probably delay myself from getting Leopard.
Yeah, I probably should get it just because my iMac's fairly new, so I probably will have less of a problem upgrading it with a fairly new system.
What do you use for editing? Do you use Audacity?
I use Audacity. What I try to do is just do it all in one take. I record it with Cast Blaster.
Oh, Cast Blaster.
Mm-hmm. And but my PC is like 4 years old, so if I have to do any editing, I got to do it on Audacity. And Audacity on a four-year-old PC, whenever you try to, you know, do anything and save it as an MP3 file, it's just, it takes like 20 minutes to save it. It's really bad.
Yeah, I know. But you know what I use? Oh, with Audacity, yeah, it's easy. For me, it's easier with Audacity. You know what I use for on the Mac? I use Audacity for Mac.
Oh, yeah. I got Audacity loaded on my Mac.
Okay. That's what I use. That's what I produce. And it's easier. I'm used to it. And I like the way it can handle, you know, audio. And it's also good for recording.
Yeah. Well, my new setup, actually, I bought a mixer board.
Mm-hmm, good.
For my Mac, and I got a new microphone. It's gonna be nice when I get it all set up. I just gotta get it set up.
Using just a headset is just, it won't really cut it. But if you keep going, right? Am I doing this right?
Oh, you need to listen to my most current episode. I got a song on there about GarageBand.
Oh, really?
It's funny.
Okay. It's a song about GarageBand.
About a guy who's recording in GarageBand. He's like, "Well, I've got these drums, but they don't quite go with this song." It's a cute song.
Okay. So, any planned travels for you?
In 2 weeks, I'll be going to Palm Springs for a tennis tournament.
Oh wow! You always go out of town. For tennis.
I wasn't even planning going to Palm Springs, but when I was in New York for the tennis tournament, I won a free entry.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, I'll go. And plus it's over Thanksgiving weekend, so I already have that Friday off anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even, it doesn't even take up any of my vacation time. I can just go.
That's going to be, wow, Palm Springs. I like Palm Springs. Kind of warm.
I've never been there.
Oh, you've never been there? Okay. It's a very nice place. It's warm. Well, right now it's going to be probably cooler now. Okay, we need to go. Okay, we're kind of lost. I need to turn left, but I cannot turn left. Not here. Okay, I have to wing this. Sorry, guys. We're getting lost as we speak. But I'll turn somewhere here to get in. Okay, so yeah. Tell the guys. Tell the audience about your podcast. What is it about mainly?
My podcast is just about things going on in my life. I talk about, tennis, softball, things that have going on. Occasionally I'll talk about politics or news or whatever. And I do play songs that I find, pod-safe songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I do little quizzes, which are kind of fun, and you kind of play along with them.
Yeah. I get some of them. I get 60%, 80% some of them.
The last show, I got an 80 on one and 100 on the other, and I was very happy. And then I bombed this last week, so.
Oh, okay.
I knew I should have stopped while I was ahead. I should just retired the whole segment.
Oh, why? It's fun. People like answering them. Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, we're about a few minutes away from this place. Anyway, we're going to close this. So, any last words? Any shout-outs you have? Any people you want to say hi to?
I want to say hi to everybody who listens to my podcast. And once you post this, we'll definitely link to it for my show.
Oh, okay.
And if you want to check my podcast out, it's at 773podcast.com. And in case you're wondering, 773 is my area code in Chicago. That's why I named it that.
It's 773. Awesome. So, okay, we're going to eat Vietnamese food very soon. And thank you for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah. So, okay, we'll be there. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's it, guys. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll be in Austin this week.
for a convention, and I had to get this show out as soon as possible. So, because I'll be driving to Austin very soon, and I've never gone around Austin before, so I'd like to explore this weekend. Go to the chain drive and probably meet some friends who live there. Yeah, we'll see. So this should be an interesting trip. Okay, guys, if you guys have any comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com and visit the website at www.bearpodcast.com. And also, voicemails, 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yeah, leave your voice comments and play it in the show. And you can also subscribe via iTunes. If you're not subscribed, please, yeah, please do. And you can also leave reviews there. We always welcome reviews. So far, we have 16 there. Awesome. And thanks everyone who have been posting reviews there. Okay, so also MySpace. MySpace.com/BearPodcast. And that's it. So thank you everyone for listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves send, many hugs.